time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Hi, Will.
Hey there, Lulu.
Can you remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Dan Pitt of Palo Alto, California. I said, take the common abbreviation for a major American city, insert it inside an airport code for that city, and you'll name a flower. What is it? Well, the city is Chicago, sometimes just known as Chi, C-H-I. Put that inside O-R-D, which is the code for O'Hare, and you get Orchid.
We received over 1,700 correct responses, and the winner is Sam Haas of Beaverton, Oregon. Congratulations and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Lulu.
How'd you figure it out?
Well, I grew up in Chicago, and O-R-D was the abbreviation for O'Hare when it was previously known as Orchard. Being from Portland, I originally started with PDX, but there's no flower in there. And Orchid just popped into my head.
Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Sam, a brother and a daughter are both members of a family. If I asked what member of a family fits between brother and daughter alphabetically, you would say cousin. So I'm going to give you some categories and two things in each one. You name the only other thing in that category that fits between the given two alphabetically. Here's number one, positions in baseball, catcher, first base.
That's either D or E.
Not necessarily.
Try C.
Oh, center field.
Center field is it. Good. Birthstones, diamond, garnet.
Emerald.
Excellent. Here's your next one. Rooms in the game Clue, conservatory, hall.
Dining room?
Dining room. Excellent. Original Baskin-Robbins ice cream flavors. Rocky Road, vanilla.
That's a much broader range.
It's one of the most popular ice cream flavors.
Lulu, I'm looking to you.
It's a red fruit.
Strawberry.
Strawberry is it. Good. Best actor Oscar winners. Newman Niven.
Nielsen? Nicholson.
Nicholson, Jack Nicholson. Good job. Best actress Oscar winners. Spacek, Streisand. And this actress has won multiple times.
I'm at a loss.
Uh-huh. And let's see.
So The Devil Wears Prada.
There you go. Sophie's Choice.
Sophie's Choice.
Starts ST.
I'm really at a loss.
I'll tell you then. It's Meryl Streep.
Ah, of course.
How about this? Vegetables in V8 juice. Parsley. Tomatoes.
I'm trying to remember the label.
It's a leafy vegetable. Some people don't think tastes good.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
And Popeye.
Spinach.
There you go. Spinach, yes. How about Triple Crown winners? Affirmed. Assault.
Admiral?
No. That was War Admiral, and that would be before Affirmed. So it has to be between Affirmed and Assault. Yeah, that's a tough one. What if I told you it starts with American?
I could get the first half then.
Ancient Egypt, the leader of ancient Egypt.
American Pharaoh.
American Pharaoh, right? And here's your last one. Forms of precipitation, rain, snow.
Showers.
All right. I was going for sleep, but I'll give you showers. Good job.
I live in Portland. We get a lot of rain.
How do you feel?
I feel good. Will pulled from a lot of subject areas I'm not super familiar with.
you never know.
It was
know.
A hard one. I agree. It was a hard one.
Lulu, I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Sam, which member station do you listen to?
KOPB, Portland, Oregon.
Sam Haas of Beaverton, Oregon. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thanks, Lulu.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Anthony Gray of Bergen County, New Jersey. Write down the name of a country and its largest city, one after the other, and hidden in this string in consecutive letters is another country's capital in six letters. What is it? So again, name of a country plus its largest city, and hidden in this string in consecutive letters is another country's capital in six letters. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, October 7th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's very own puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.